Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're here on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. This is a topic that it seems a little bit early to talk about, but I saw a few snowflakes today, so we got to move forward with it. This year, for the month of November, we're going to talk about preparing for the upcoming winter season, and we're starting that out today with preparing your home for winter. Now, Halloween is past. Thanksgiving is fast approaching. It's time to start thinking about prepping your home for the upcoming winter season. And I found this article from TheBalance.com. And if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side of the front page is going to be a link for the Let's Talk Insurance blog post. Go ahead and click on that, and you can get information on today's article. I want you to read the whole article. I didn't. Like I always do with these articles, I share with you some of the tips because I want you to go to the source material and look up the rest. So I just have a few tips this week for preparing your home for winter. Again, I want you to go to mvpinsure.us, click on the Let's Talk Insurance link, go to the blog post for today, and then click through to the article from TheBalance.com. First off, you want to have your furnace inspected before you start it up for the first time of the season. At this time, it's also a good idea to stock up on furnace filters and possibly getting a programmable thermostat if you don't already have one. Highly recommend getting a programmable thermostat. That way you can set the temperature for when you're home and when you're not, when you're awake and when you're sleeping. Typically what we do in our house is when everybody's home, we set the temperature to about 68. When we're asleep, it drops down to about 64. When we're not home, it's around 64, 65, because we do have pets that we need to be concerned with. But again, having a programmable thermostat is going to save you a lot on your heating bill, whether you're you have propane or natural gas or an electric heater. It's going to save on either your propane or natural gas bills or your electric bill. Stocking up on furnace filters. Again, we talked about this on podcasts in the past. When it comes to furnace filters, you want to change those out every 30 days. I know there are ones out there that say, hey, you know, you could change this once every 3 months or once every 6 months. Stay away from those. You want to change it every month, every 30 days. So that way you can listen to your furnace. If you hear something odd going on with it, you'll be able to call right away instead of, you know, in the middle of the night on a Saturday, your furnace goes out. Kind of a preventative maintenance as well as a continued maintenance by swapping out your furnace filters every month. So again, have it inspected, make sure that everything's up and running, ready to go. Get yourself some furnace filters, and then if you don't have a programmable thermostat, definitely get one. Second tip that I want to share on this post, this podcast, is call a chimney sweep to inspect and clean your fireplace, wood stove, and chimney. Creosote buildup, animal debris, and other items may block the airflow in the chimney and cause issues. Having it cleaned and inspected will take care of any potential problems before you light the first fire of the season. I've heard about, you know, dead animals in there, birds building nests, inside of chimneys, really, really thick walls of creosote buildup. Very, very dangerous situation. Not only can a fire start within the chimney, but also with the airflow blocking, it's going to push that smoke right back into the house. Something you certainly don't want. But definitely before you start up your chimney, or your fireplace or wood stove, get your chimney checked, get the fireplace checked, get the wood stove checked to make sure that everything's good to go. Last thing you want is a bunch of soot in your house, or even worse, carbon monoxide poisoning, because the airflow isn't taking the dangerous gases up out of the house. Check your home's exterior, doors and windows. Will help you find cracks or damage that needs to be addressed before the snow flies. If you have storm windows, this would be a good time to install them. I know around our house, we went through and we updated some weather stripping. We're doing some other things to help keep the heat inside the home. And that, in effect, will lower our heating bills. So you definitely want to check on that. There is, for like some caulks and weather stripping, there's like a certain temperature that you can't apply below. You know, it's below 40 degrees or something like that. So certainly if you do need to do some caulking and some weather stripping, read the directions and certainly make sure you take care of that before the temperatures seriously dip. I know here in the West Michigan area, the end of the week, we're looking at temperatures below 40 degrees and we're going to start seeing some snow. So definitely you want to get these things taken care of before the snow flies. The next tip is inspect your roof for damaged, missing shingles and soft spots that may indicate leak issues. Ice dams are common and can cause severe damage. Make sure the flashing is leak-proof and consider adding additional insulation. Now, we just recently on our home had our roof replaced. The roof was at the end of its useful life, and we had noticed that there was a soft spot on the backside of the house. So instead of going through another winter with a roof like that, we decided that it was a good time to go ahead and get that roof replaced. If you feel, walk around or have somebody walk around on your roof to check things out, make sure that it's a professional. And make sure that they're insured, licensed, bonded, all that good stuff. Because if something happens to the roof while it's being repaired or after it's been repaired, you're going to want to have somebody to go back to fix whatever was not done properly. But again, you know, if you got damaged shingles, you got missing shingles, it's time to replace your roof because those are potential issues down the road. And if you know that your roof is missing shingles, or if it's at the end of its useful life, if there is a claim for water damage or water leakage or something like that, it most likely will be denied because you knew the condition of the roof, or you had an idea of the condition of the roof. So definitely, if you see any missing shingles, if you see any damaged shingles, if your roof is at the end of its useful life, they're talking about 25 to 30 years on average for a roof. So definitely consider that if you're at the end of, at the top end of that 25 to 30 years, that it may be time to replace your roof and prevent any damage from occurring from the winter. Last one I want to share with you is make sure that your snow blower or snow thrower, whichever connotation you want to use, is in good working order before you need it. It's an important step. Right now, I saw a lot of our local small engine repair places. They're talking about that if you bring your snowblower in, it's going to be like 30 days before you get it back. They are swamped with getting with a bunch of people getting their snow throwers in to get them fixed, repaired, ready for the season. Also, you want to make sure that your snow shovels, ice breakers, and ice melt are ready to go and easy to get to. I know that I got to dig my shovels out and double check my snow thrower and make sure that everything is in working condition before the season starts. But you definitely want that get get that taken care of. Again, you don't want to wake up some cold, chilly morning to a foot of snow, and you go to pull that ripcord, and ripcord comes off in your hand, which that happened to me a year ago. Don't want to try to pull on that ripcord and the engine just not turn over. So you definitely want to get that maintained and updated, get it ready for the snow throwing season. Again, there are many more good tips to be found in the article at thebalance.com, so make sure that you check out the full article. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side of the front page is going to be the Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that. It'll bring you to today's article or today's blog notes and a link to the article that I want you to check out. Again, the article is from thebalance.com and has many more tips to help prepare your home for winter. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. Anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if it's desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. All the same address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send an email, you could do that too. It's marsilins@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very happy and safe week. Take care.